morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your dream whisperer. Hello, everybody out there in listening land. How are you doing? I hope that you are excited and ready to hear another edition of Night Talker. I'm just excited right now, just excited about life, not only because it's the Christmas season, but just there's a feeling in the air. This is my favorite time of the year when everyone, even though outside things are shutting down in nature, there's a newness that comes up in the anticipation of springtime, the anticipation of renewal. So I think sometimes we don't cherish the dead parts in our life, the waiting part of our life. The evolution of a new being created in you, a new philosophy, a new personality, a new facet to you being created is just amazing. And what actually helps us learn that or understand what's going on and helps us to refine that process is our dreams. Of course, you knew I was going to say that. So, well, tonight I'm going to talk about some very interesting dreams, ones that deal with the psyche, which all dreams do, but I'm going to have one in particular that talks about awakening, psychological awakening, personality, finding new parts of your personality. Before I get into that one, which is a very long one, I'm going to do a shorter one, which came to me from a relative, and let me see where that dream is. I call it my little gastric dream. Okay, let me get my paper out so I'll be able to read that to you. Hold on just a minute. Okay, here it is. I'm going to just read the dream to you. The dreamer went to the bathroom and was blinded. When the dreamer was able to make it back to her bed by walking in the darkness, she regained her sight. Okay, this is a very short one, and hopefully you probably figured it out already. Well, when I tell you the connection to waking life, you probably will really know that that's it, that's the meaning of this dream. So the dreamer had an overall feeling of fear associated to this dream. The fear was her being in darkness. She couldn't see. Another connection to waking life would be that she's having difficulty in her with some sort of gastric reflux. It has to do with the doctors actually don't know what it has to do with or why she's having gastric reflux. So it's unexplained to her, and she's been taking medication for it. So if you look at the symbols in the dream, the bathroom, which the house, as we know, represents you. That's your body, your house. The bathroom has to do with the bowel area, stomach, bowels, intestines, okay? Blindness, being in darkness, unable to see, not knowing, trying to, unable to see the answer. If you look at puns on blindness, that should come to you, the meaning of that should come quickly. So the bed is in her bedroom, and that's a place of comfort, a place of security, bed. Almost, some people say, almost like the womb, going back to the womb, resting in the bed. And then the last symbol is her regaining her sight. The regaining of sight symbolizes insight, knowledge coming back to her. So the overall color was darkness, and the darkness brought on fear. Muddy and unable to see through. Okay, so my interpretation of this dream was that because of the intestinal, the gastric problems, she felt as though she was in the dark. She felt as though she could not, she couldn't find her way through the darkness. But when she made it back to her bed and she relaxed, that's when everything came clear to her again. Now, I heard her dream and I interpreted it that way. But on retrospect, also, there's another facet to it. There's a lot of, if you have a lot of people talking around you, a lot of things going on all the time, you're just busy, 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 sometimes you need to rest. And possibly the reflux could be coming from stress and anxiety. And when you make it back to your secret place, your place of peace, your eyes will become open again, and that you can rest in knowing that the problems are gone. So when you're interpreting dreams, if you decide to interpret for other people, or even if you're interpreting for yourself, of course, go ahead and figure out what speaks to you, and then come back a couple of hours later, or maybe even a day later, and think about what else, the deeper meaning, a deeper thought to that dream, or a meaning to that dream. What else is going on in your life that might contribute to why you dreamt about the subject you did? Okay, so the call of action would be to find a place of peace and solitude, and also to rest. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed that dream. I told you it was a short dream. Sometimes when we have short dreams, it's fun to just go through and try to do a quick interpretation, because it hones in your skills. It reinforces some of the meanings for you. But also, you can get to know another person by helping them interpret their dreams. Okay. So, there's an interesting site on the internet that I found where you can go in and you can look at other people's dreams. I don't too much like the website in relation to its dream interpretation symbols, because, as I said before, the dream interpretations are unique to the individual, the region that they live in, the culture, the religion. So just be careful about that. It's called experienceproject.com, and it's kind of interesting to look at. There's also another one that I didn't write the name down, but that's the one that comes to my mind, the Experience Project. Okay, so let's do another dream that talks about cultural awakening, psychological awakening, different facets of your personality coming alive. And that dream is one that I will call, there's two parts to the dream. I call it Duck Pastor. Strange name, I know, but Black Duck Pastor. And so I put a specification on what color the duck is, because colors mean a lot in the dreams. So anyway, let me read the dream to you. The dreamer was at a federal attraction or animal preserve. When the dreamer went home and saw that a black duck had followed her home, she showed it to her mom. And when it went into the bathroom, it came back out and its head was white. Originally, the duck was all black with two neon yellow lines on its side. The dreamer went back to see if she could sneak back into the preserve and drop off the duck. The first area was not acceptable to drop the duck off. The second area that she went through, there was a guard and a section for freebies near the guard's desk, or in front of the guard's desk. My friend took tissue paper from the freebies. So the dreamer picked up small tissue paper squares and Q-tip packs for exploring. The dreamer ended up going into the gates that were right before the paying gate. So there was a set of free gates right before the gate that you would go through that you would have to pay a price to get into. Okay, the dreamer saw a large street area and storefronts on each side. When the dreamer went to the left to an interesting storefront and looked in, no one was inside, and the dreamer thought no one could go in. But then the dreamer saw that there was a person limit sign posted, and she went in. She went in and took the tissue papers and used it to press a design on some of the items in the store. So that's the first part of the dream. The second part of the dream, the dreamer's sitting in the parked car in the parking lot of a church, and a friend is in the passenger side. The friend wanted the dreamer to put something in the mailbox. So the friend and the dreamer were waiting until the parishioner standing on the porch to the church went inside, because they were arguing and they were waiting for them to go away. Also, the passenger in the car was the illegitimate daughter of the pastor. So the dreamer ran up to the porch with the item and could feel the impressions of the item and knew it was the heart from part one of the dream. The dreamer tried to put it in the mailbox, because the mailbox was so full. As the dreamer struggled to stick it in, it fell down on the steps. And bending down to pick it up, the dreamer found a pink heart that was actually a thumb drive. And then the dreamer found a dollar. The dreamer looked again and found the heart keychain, which turned out to be, which was the original item. The items changed, so it was the original item that she was trying to put into the mailbox. A man came out and tried to harass the dreamer, and when the dreamer screamed, when she looked at the man pulled a gun, and she screamed. The man killed the passenger in the car, and the pastor was saddened because the passenger was you know, the pastor's illegitimate daughter. Okay. So the third part of that dream was, the dreamer was in a room and people were taken captive and the dreamer could not get out. So we got lots and lots of symbols, lots and lots of colors going on in that dream. Okay, let's take the part one of the dream. I'm gonna pull out some of the symbols. The animal preserve. When we dream of animals, they're very specific meanings. And so in this little nature area, calm, peaceful, something being protected, a nature preserve. So whatever's in this calm, beautiful area that's being protected leaves and comes to the dreamer. And what it was a black duck. Now ducks can symbolize, if they're flying, they can symbolize flexibility in that person's spirit, because they can walk, because ducks can walk, swim, and fly, that shows flexibility. Spiritually, spiritual freedom is shown also in ducks, if you see them flying. Or it could be your subconscious if you see the duck swimming. Now, if you see ducks, to see them, it can mean familial happiness. Okay. Duck could also has a pun, and it can mean escape. Interesting that the duck escaped, but let's look at the duck from the standpoint of the subconscious, an awakening. Okay, so the black duck followed the dreamer home, and on the sides of the black duck, it had bright neon yellow lines on its side. The bright yellow means positivity. So there's a positiveness coming to that person's subconscious. When the duck's head changed from black to white, white means deceit. And something could possibly be going on with the dreamer, where she is deceiving herself through her thoughts. Maybe she's overthinking things. Logic is coming in, and she's talking herself into something that's really actually defeating her subconscious. Deceit, okay? And when the duck went into the bathroom, interesting, and came out, that's where the head had changed. So it might be something to do with her body, gastric, bowels. She's deceiving herself with something doing that deals with eliminations, her body, bowels, things like that. Okay. So the duck comes back into the room, and it's changed. So the dreamer wants to take the duck back. She wants to take the subconscious back. She wants to take excuse me. She wants to take that back to the quiet area that she found. So she goes back to the first area, and she figures, well, this isn't a good place to leave the duck. I've got to find a better place. She couldn't get into the preserve. So she goes to the second part, and there's there's a door. There's a guard blocking. There's no entrance. She can't get in without paying a price. So here we go with the idea of consequences. I got to pay the price. There's something that she has to work on. So she decides to go to the free section. Her friend, which is another part of her personality, her friend immediately goes to the free section. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get this without any effort. Here, I'm gonna grab a whole bunch of these. And so the dreamer says, hey, I'm gonna grab them too. So the dreamer grabs some things that she can get for free, no work involved. And then she sees that she can go through the gate, the free part of the gate. So she goes in there, and she sees a beautiful street with storefronts. Now, when you talk about stores, you think about choices, things you can buy, but these are just storefronts. They're fake. They're not real. There's no price connected to them. And you see that in the dreamer, as she realizes in the dream, oh, these aren't real. I can't go in. They're just fake. And then she looks up and says, oh, wait, I can go in. She goes in, and she makes a tissue pressing of a heart. So, and she carries that theme over into her next dream. So in this dream, it's dealing a lot with her subconscious positiveness. Maybe she's overthinking some things that she needs to draw attention to, her overthinking of certain subjects that's going on with her, topics that's going on with her body. Also, with that, she has to work at some things. She's trying to get by without working at it, without paying the price. Okay, so let's move on to the second part. She's taking the heart to the second part. Now, hearts can relate to love, of course. And in talking to that dreamer, she tells me that in relation to her heart, there are several things she's searching for, several things that are going on in her life at the moment. So let me pull out some symbols in the second part of the dream. So she's in a waiting area, a parking lot. She's not able to go forward. There's something that's stopping her from going forward. She feels like she's illegitimate. She feels there's a part of her that just doesn't belong, that's not connecting. She sees the church. Church is a symbol of maybe the morals and the ethics, the outside of the church. So she's outside. She sees arguing around that discord. There's something going on that's just not clicking. There's a mailbox. The way that you get your information, it's full. It's stuffed full. She can't get any more information into her little inbox because it just needs to be some of the things needs to be deleted, if you use a computer term. So the dreamer gets up. She goes to take the heart and put it into the mailbox, but it can't go in, and then she drops it, and she picks up a pink heart. Maybe low intent, the symbolism for pink is just a not as intense as red. Red is on fire, intense emotions. But this emotion is just, it's there, but it's not hot, red hot. So she picked that the heart up, and she realized this is just a thumb drive. So you've got technology there. So the technology of the thumb drive and the low intensity of the love on the heart doesn't really open up to the dreamer. When you find things, you're reaching a part of your psyche that was previously untouched, which makes sense. She's finding that love, but it's a low intense love, and it deals with technology, and she doesn't want it. Then she finds money. Money is a triumph in general, because it's used to represent love and heart matters. So she finds a dollar, and it's not really what she's looking for, but she keeps it too. The dreamer looked again and found the keychain, and so then you have the symbol of the heart being chained. She found that, and she put that in the mailbox. The whole heart that's taken aspect. It sounds like there's something going on where her heart's already taken by something, somebody, some idea. Maybe it's an idea that's untrue, which would go with the duck that has the white head that symbolizes deceit. So here she is, stuffing that into the mailbox. But when she gets that one into the mailbox, chaos breaks out. Here comes a man with a gun. Men can represent masculinity, intensity, and the gun represents intensity, and it also can represent masculinity. Now, running away from an armed man means that you're shirking your responsibilities, but this dreamer is not running away. This dreamer is arguing, or is frightened by the man. Frightened by a certain part of her, inner self that's appearing, that's coming out. Maybe she's afraid of the responsibility that's coming out, that would be connected to her search for love. So that intensity ends up killing the passenger, ends up killing off a part of the personality that's just waiting around. That personality is just waiting around in the car. And that part is gone from her life. She's found another part of her. Or she's awakened another part of her, because she's touching more parts of her inner self, or that previously were not touched, were not awakened. So the pastor's saddened because that part is gone. But here's a new part. She sent her letter. She sent her heart. It's almost like a funeral. She's sending that message, the chained part of her heart. She sent that as her last message, and it's gone. So now she's got something new. She's got the dollar bill. She's got the light pink heart. So before I go to part three, I'm going to tell you some of the main feelings in both of those dreams for the dreamer. Of course, there was anxiety in both of the dreams because of the stolen duck, because the duck had followed the dreamer home, and she wanted to be able to take that duck back. And then the other anxiety about the heart falling out of the mailbox and being in danger from this stranger has killed off part of her friends. The connection to waking life with part two, the dreamer told me that she is changing, relationship wise. And it was funny that, the heart and the thumb drive were actually a pun for someone that she used to like, who actually is a computer person. Thought there was love there, but, never was. So she found that, but it's not what she wants. And then the dollar symbolizing love matters. She found that there's nothing tied to that dollar for her, but she kept that to her. So that's just showing love matters in her psyche. That's opening up different parts of herself in relation to love. Okay. No color stand out in part two other than just the darkness, being in the dark, because it was at nighttime when they were waiting to get to the mailbox. So that's one big part. That's just one. The whole dream had the darkness symbol in it. The third dream, which usually is the one that captures everything, the dreamer could not remember all of that dream. So she told me that being in a room where she felt she was taken captive and she couldn't get out, a fear of being stifled. So in relation to the other two dreams, there's anxiety about being kept confined that she has to get over in order to find her goal. She's going to have to pay the price. She's going to have to go through the gates and pay the price to get to that other side. What's blocking her could be money. Maybe she can't pay, and if you take it literally, maybe she can't pay what she needs to pay to have her goals done. I know the dreamer was telling me she had some ideas about her new career, but financially she doesn't have the means to go forward with that. She also told me there's some things that she's trying to work on, but she doesn't have the motivation to finish them. So there's you got to pay the price for your goal. What's blocking you? The dreamer has to sit down and really just look at, what are my goals? What's blocking me? How can I get through this? And certainly, fear is a big part of that. The fear of being captive, the fear of being captured by responsibilities. There's a lot that you can work through by having all parts of your dreams. You can see how you're evolving. You can see how parts of you are coming out. So my suggestion to this dreamer for the solution would be to sit and look at her goals, look at what she needs to do to meet those goals. Sit and look at what she needs to do in order to what she needs to do to overcome some of those obstacles in order to reach her goals. All right, that was a dream filled with many different symbols, different ideas, different types of, and combinations of symbols. I really like that dream. You can do a lot with that. That this dream would probably take way more time than I did on it to give it a thorough going through. All right. I see that we have actually reached the bottom of the hour and, excuse me, the bottom of 30 minutes. And I want to tell you, please keep writing me. My email address is night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's night_talker, T-A-L-K-E-R, @rocketmail.com. I enjoy hearing from you guys. I would like to have more letters from you. And I just want to say in closing, keep dreaming and keep understanding yourself through your dreams. This is R.D. Pierce, and I'm signing off. Have a great night, everybody.